Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 18, 2020. I'm George Henry. The statewide COVID-19 freeze goes into effect today. The two-week moratorium on many activities, including dine-in restaurants, entertainment activities, gym and fitness centers, and museums and zoos, are all required to follow the executive order enacted last Friday by Governor Kate Brown. An additional executive order issued yesterday also makes the freeze enforceable by law. Indoor and social gatherings have been limited to no more than 6 people and no more than 2 households, and yet faith-based organizations and gatherings can still congregate with up to 25 people indoors and 50 people in an outdoor setting. Personal services can still occur under the current OHA guidelines, which includes barbershops, hair salons, and non-medical massage therapy. Most of the local restaurants in Florence will remain open for takeout services, with some offering quick lunches and specials. The two-week freeze comes at a time when there is no federal stimulus to help businesses that have to close or reduce their business model. But the state of Oregon has announced that it is injecting $55 million in financial assistance for businesses that have been financially impacted. The monies will be allocated by counties, and businesses will have to contact the county for the application process. The two-week freeze is expected to end on December 2nd. Yesterday, the state of Oregon announced that it has another 935 coronavirus cases, raising the count to 58,570. There were also 13 new deaths reported, bringing that total to 778. One of the deaths was a 70-year-old Lane County woman who died on November 16th and had underlying health conditions. Lane County reported 45 new cases yesterday for a total of 3,386 cases and no new cases for the Florence area. The total of persons considered infectious has also increased to 307. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says despite travel warnings, the demand for gasoline has increased as people prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday. A decrease in supply will also affect the price of gas over the next several weeks, though little movement has come over the past week. Florence average prices for a gallon of regular gas are still holding steady around $2.30 a gallon. Through the end of the month, the Florence Police Department, along with state and local law enforcement agencies, will be increasing their enforcement efforts for motorists that are not wearing safety belts. In 2018, there were almost 10,000 deaths nationwide from passengers and operators that were not wearing seat belts. The campaign will be in action 24/7 until November 29th. The City of Florence is in process of gathering applications for committee positions. Vacancies regularly come up at the end of the year for many of the city's committees. A list of the committees is available on the City of Florence's website at ci.florence.or.us. You can also fill out applications there. The deadline for filing is December 31st. Committees generally meet once a month as a group and often require additional time for reviewing meeting materials. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020.